Track 5, Norfolk People. Tony Stimson is now here to introduce Amelia Opie, whose name will be found at various locations in Norwich.
Amelia Opie's interesting life could have been lived for the benefit of some future biographer. She was a best-selling novelist, much in demand in the highest social circles, a committed campaigner for the underprivileged and slavery, a Quaker to the disbelief of many of her friends, and last but not least, the wife of John Opie, R.A., one of the most celebrated portraitists. She lived around the dramatic period of the Napoleonic Wars, and although our author's skills are way beyond the need to name drop, the span and scope of Amelia's life would become clear if we run off a selection of her friends. William Wilberforce, Mary Wollstonecraft, Sarah Siddons, William Godwin, Robert Southey, Mary Russell Mitford, Lafayette, Lord Erskine, Lady Caroline Lamb, Adam Sedgwick, and nearer home, the Norfolk Cooks, Gurneys, Birbecks, Harveys, and Taylors. Amelia Opie née Anderson, novelist, poet, radical, and philanthropist, was born on the 12th of November 1769 in Norwich, the only child of James Alderson, physician, and his wife, Amelia. Following her mother's death, Amelia Alderson became her father's housekeeper and hostess. She began her literary career by writing classical and Gothic drama and a tragedy entitled Adelaide, which was staged in Norwich with herself in the title role and the proprietor's sisters in other roles. Amelia's political interests were stimulated by the French Revolution and her father's interest in the Norwich Reform Movement. In September 1794, Amelia contributed 15 poems to The Cabinet, a periodical begun by Norwich reformers. Amelia's association with the controversial literary and political Godwin Circle, which included writers such as Thomas Holcroft, Elizabeth Inchbald, and Mary Wollstonecraft, had friends such as Sarah Siddons, a model for Pre-Raphaelite artists, Anna Letitia Barbauld, and French Girondin refugees. John Opie was a self-taught, divorced artist. After a brief courtship, he and Amelia were married in Marylebone Church, London, on the 8th of May, 1798, and they lived in 8 Berners Street. To support their household, John gave up the prestigious historical and mythological painting for the more lucrative portraiture. He encouraged his wife's writing, and her literary career developed rapidly, with Amelia publishing many poems, fictions, and songs. In August 1802, the Opies joined the other British tourists flocking to Paris during the brief peace of Amiens. They viewed the Louvre and sites of revolutionary history. After John Opie's unexpected death on the 9th of April 1807, Amelia returned to her father's home in Norwich, where she continued to write, and she renewed her friendship with the Gurneys, a prominent Norwich Quaker family. She was admitted to the Society of Friends in August 1825, and her father died 2 months later, and he was buried with the Friends Cemetery, Gildencroft, Norwich. Opie's philanthropic work included visiting workhouses, hospitals, prisons, and the poor. She promoted a refuge for reformed prostitutes, supported the Norwich branches of the Bible Society and the Anti-Slavery Society, and in 1840 represented Norwich at the National Anti-Slavery Convention. Opie believed that joining the Friends meant abandoning fiction, though she did revise earlier works and contributed poems and prose pieces to literary annuals. In 1828, she published Detraction Displayed, and in 1834, Lays for the Dead, her last collection of poems. She died in Norwich at midnight on the 2nd of December 1853 and was buried in her father's grave. An obituary after Amelia's death rather charmingly touched her personality. Mingling in high society, and in that we include those who adorn it by their high intelligence, skill in art, science and literary attainment, as well as by elevated position, she possessed a fund of anecdotes which nobody knew better how to use delightfully and appropriately. If you visit Opie Street in Norwich, there is a small statue of her high up on top of a gelato shop, where she is depicted wearing Quaker dress, designed by J.P. Chaplin and sculpted by Zed Leon in 1956.
Thank you, Tony. I often pass the gelato shop on Opie Street. In fact, I have to admit I sometimes stop there for an excellent ice cream. But I've never noticed the statue above the door. I will look up next time.